Welcome to Cosmic Diaries. This is Priya Kali, your astrologer. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we're looking at the astrology from April 8th to April 14th. And it's another major week in the cosmos with huge aspects developing, once-in-a-lifetime aspects developing. This week, Mercury sextiles Mars and then squares Pluto. Mercury then enters Taurus, so communication is certainly highlighted. And then at the end of the week, Mars leaves Aquarius to enter Pisces. But the most significant aspect this week is Jupiter and Neptune's conjunction in Pisces. And this is heralding a whole new era and phase that lasts for at least the next 13 years, because Jupiter and Neptune make a conjunction once every 13 years, approximately. And in astrology, anything that's rare racks up points. Last time these planets met in Aquarius, which was in 2009, so it might help to look back what was unfolding for you at the time. But significantly, the last time Jupiter and Neptune met in Pisces was in 1856, and they won't meet again in Pisces, at least in our lifetime. Jupiter and Neptune are both rulers of Pisces. Jupiter is the traditional ruler of Pisces, and Neptune is the modern ruler. These are both very spiritual planets, and Pisces is their home sign. So the effects of this conjunction are magnified more than they would be in any other sign. So pay attention to where you have Pisces in your chart and the house is ruled by Pisces, as per your sun sign as well as your rising sign, because that's where this energy is playing out. And this is very dreamy, magical, poetic, spiritual energy. And with Venus now newly in Pisces, and by the end of the week, Mars will enter Pisces as well. There's an abundance of this Piscean energy, so it's very boundless energy. What's important is that we're able to contain this and channel this energy effectively so we can use it constructively rather than let it just all go to waste. Because it could be very easy to feel like you're just drifting if you aren't feeling centered. But with awareness, there's a chance to make dreams come true. What's needed now as you move through this week and the next few weeks, because this aspect is certainly coloring the bigger picture and has been in effect for the past few weeks and will continue to be in effect for the next coming few weeks. So seek depth and seek clarity. What's needed now is faith in the universe and faith in yourself and your abilities, because we are now in between the Aries new moon and moving to the Libra full moon on the 16th of April. And as the week progresses, our relationships are coming into focus and coming to light. So there's a lot going on this week, and the theme of this new moon cycle is self-awareness. With that, you can navigate this energy consciously so you don't miss out on any opportunities or then get into deep in a situation where you'd rather steer clear from. And then there can be a real sense of healing, an experience of unconditional love and inner bliss, perhaps even romance and magic and a feeling of being in harmony with ourselves, in our relationships, and with the greater universe, which we are very much a part of and not apart from. So deepen your relationship with yourself, work on healing yourself, because this new moon was also conjunct Chiron. And the more you can stay centered, then as the week progresses, there can be a sense of blossoming. But with that said, let's just get into the aspects of the week day by day and just see how it all plays out. So starting with the 8th of April, the moon is moving through Cancer now on the 8th and the 9th. And as it moves through Cancer, we're now reaching the first quarter of the moon. So we're halfway between the Aries new moon and the Libra full moon, which takes place on the 16th of April. So this is a chance to make course corrections, to make adjustments, and to really look inward and acknowledge how we're feeling and our desires and our emotions of what we want, what we need to feel safe, to feel like we can trust, to feel like we're connected and bonded. What you need to be able to feel safe enough to express yourself. What you need to feel cared for and comfortable in your own skin, and to acknowledge any insecurities that may be arising or any sense of woundedness that may be arising, so you can make space for healing. So take time at this quarter moon over the next couple of days, 8th and 9th of April, or depending on whenever you're hearing this forecast, to really check in with yourself and ask yourself where you stand and how you feel about what's unfolding in your life right now and where you want to go from here. Also on the 8th of April, Mercury is sextile Mars, and at the end of last week, around on the 7th of April, Mercury was sextile Saturn, because Mars and Saturn are now just separating from their conjunction last week. So we've had to learn some difficult lessons over the past couple of weeks. And with Mercury sextile to Mars on the 8th of April, hopefully at best we're reaching a deeper understanding of situations and of ourselves. And there could be a flurry of communication coming in, information coming in. It's important now that you're remaining detached as far as possible from what's coming through. That does not mean being disconnected, but just being detached enough to be able to process your emotions rather than reacting immediately. Then there can be constructive communication, and there can be a real sense of making progress even. Because between this Aries new moon and at this quarter moon, as we move to Libra full moon, our relationships are certainly coming to light. And there's a need now to balance our needs with the needs of others. But again, it begins with the self. So move inward at the time of this first quarter of the moon and really check in with yourself. Then on the 9th of April, the moon squares the sun, reaching that first quarter. And also the moon in Cancer will trine Jupiter and then trine Neptune and then square Mercury and oppose Pluto. So there's a lot that's stirring emotionally at the time of this first quarter of the moon. And again, it's very important that you're being very honest with yourself and not projecting any blame and taking responsibility for your own emotions, because our emotions, no matter how real they are, they're not always an accurate picture of reality, especially given that we're moving forward from a new moon in Aries that was conjunct Chiron. If you're feeling hurt or angry or upset or sad or resentful, or if there's any painful feelings that are arising now or heavier emotions that are arising, it's important that you release them consciously first, or at least acknowledge them to yourself so you can release them consciously first, rather than blaming anyone else or anything in your external circumstances for how you feel. The more you can take responsibility for your emotions and release them consciously, you can feel empowered moving ahead. Also, this is important because with the trine to Jupiter and Neptune, it could be very easy to blow things out of proportion. And the moon also squares Mercury and opposes Pluto. So it could be very easy to blow things out of proportion, get a hold of the wrong end of the stick. So do your best to find emotional equilibrium first before pointing fingers outward. There's been a lot of water under the bridge. We can't change the past, but would you really want to, given what you've learned? This is not about what you've learned about someone else, but even about yourself. You've learned where your limits are and what you value. So be true to yourself and then release your emotions consciously. Then you can navigate this territory with greater self-awareness and bring about healing where it's needed the most. With the moon in Cancer, there may be deep nostalgic feelings arising. Matters or issues surrounding our family, our sense of security, nourishment on a physical level, but also on an emotional, spiritual and mental level is highlighted. It's important there are painful emotions, that you're moving back to trace the source of these, which goes well beyond the present circumstances. These are childhood wounds that are surfacing and that are being brought to the surface so we can heal them. Present situations and people are only triggering our emotions. But ultimately, whatever, whether we're feeling happy or sad, our emotions are our emotions. And this is a chance to really reclaim our power by learning to manage our own emotions, no matter who or what triggers them. Then on the 10th of April, the moon enters Leo and Mercury will square Pluto. Mercury is still in Aries, squares Pluto in Capricorn, and then enters Taurus until the 30th of April. We'll talk about Mercury and Taurus in a minute. But the moon enters Leo on the 10th of April and continues to move through Leo on the 10th, 11th, and the 12th of April. So with the moon in Leo, Leo is a sign that rules our ego and our heart and creativity and passion and romance and our sense of fun and spontaneity. Leo, above all, asks for staying in the present moment. So given everything that's gone down and that's unfolding this week, it's important that, first of all, we're staying in the present. And then it will be easier to deal with situations rather than being stuck in the past or in the future. Also, it's important that we're letting go of our pride and ego and approaching situations with the heart. It takes true courage to be vulnerable. And vulnerability is a sign of strength, it's not a weakness. So try to stay open-hearted with whatever's unfolding. Especially on the 10th of April with Mercury square Pluto. Mercury being in Aries and Pluto in Capricorn. Any square aspect asks for an inner resolution. So yet again, if there are powerful desires arising, passionate emotions, and perhaps even lucrative opportunities. This is very creative energy, but what are you creating? What you feed will grow, so avoid feeding drama as far as possible and focus your energy on what matters most to you. So lead with your heart. You're feeling upset about something, or if you're having intense heated conversations, because you could also be facing important choices. This is a chance to really go inward and be honest with yourself first about how you're feeling and what you're feeling and what you want and what you desire, and to acknowledge your desires and to give yourself permission to feel what you feel or want what you want. But avoid projecting this energy outward. We can't expect others to always understand what we feel or validate how we feel what we feel. But right now, what's needed more is an inner understanding and really taking in what's being said. That doesn't mean that we have to personalize everything that's being said, but if there are important conversations happening, first be honest with yourself, then it'll be easier to be honest with others, because we are turning a corner mentally in understanding something, and not everything that we're learning might be easy, but this really is a chance to reclaim your power in a situation. And your power to make choices in your life that really work for you. And most importantly, that are authentic to you and authentic to your being. But again, with the moon in Leo, it's important that you're not allowing your pride or ego to get in the way of your own desires, and that you're really being honest with yourself about what it is that you want or what needs to change within you. And most likely with Mercury square Pluto, this is about our perceptions. The more we can let go of our perceptions of a situation, we can start to see the truth of something, and the truth in our own hearts even. Just be in no denial, because the truth always comes out. After making a square to Pluto, Mercury enters Taurus on the 10th of April in New York, and early on the 11th in India, Mercury will enter Taurus. And this is a mental shift. Mercury being the planet of communication, information, the mind. While Mercury was traveling through Aries, this brought up a lot of heated conversations, heated communication, maybe very sharp communication even. And our minds have been racing. But now, as Mercury enters Taurus, Taurus being an earth sign, as opposed to Aries, which is a fire sign, our thoughts are getting more practical, more grounded. It will be easier to be more grounded in how we approach our communication. But that said, Taurus can also be a very stubborn sign. So just make sure that you're not being very stuck in your opinions or being too rigid, because Mercury, as it moves to Taurus, it will, in the coming weeks, make a conjunction to Uranus. And that's kind of a mind-blowing aspect. So whatever's unfolding, you certainly don't have all the information. And there are unexpected developments that are unfolding. And we're learning information that really pushes the boundaries of our mind and, you know, asking us to re-examine what we think we know about a situation, because right now you don't know it all, for sure. There's a lot more for us to learn. And there's a lot more to situations than meets the eye right now. So move in a spirit of discovery, and so be patient in your communication as far as possible. And you can learn what you need to know and say what you need to say, allowing you to stabilize situations that may have gotten heated and make informed choices that really work. On the 11th of April, The moon continues to move through Leo, as I mentioned, and it'll trine Chiron, square Uranus, trine the sun, and make an opposition to Saturn, and then make an opposition to Mars early morning on the 12th in New York, and later in the day in India. The mood is certainly passionate, and this is very creative energy, and it just depends on how you're experiencing it. If you're dealing with more challenging emotions, then it's a chance to really find healing and to break out of the ego. But if you're enjoying this energy, by all means, go for it. Because creatively, romantically, there's gold to be mined. Even financially now, there are lucrative opportunities that could be arising. But it's important to remember, not all that glitters is gold, and not all that's gold glitters. So stay true to your values above all, and stay connected with your heart and your most authentic self, and move beyond surface appearances to really peer into the heart of and soul of things. Then trust whatever else you need, the resources you need, the connections you need will come, and you can deepen bonds that really align with your values. And certainly there is healing on offer here, and we are reaching breakthroughs and finding a real sense of autonomy as the moon trines the sun on the 11th. But the moon will also make those oppositions to Saturn and Mars. So as the 11th progresses and moving into the 12th, we are also evaluating our boundaries, given what we've learned over the past few days and weeks, and readjusting our limits and the boundaries that we will and will not cross. So just be honest with yourself about where your limits are. We can't, and let go of expectations of others, because when we start to burden relationships with the weight of our expectations, that's when things start to crumble. So remain as detached as possible and avoid trying to personalize things, but just know where you stand, and then trust that the relationships that are right for you and the situations that are right for you will align. And ultimately, above all, this is about respect, self-respect, and the ability to give others respect that you do want and deserve. We won't always see eye to eye with everybody, and not everyone will always love us, but we can still be respectful. We can respectfully agree to disagree. If anything, this is teaching us to let go of the need for validation for our desires or our being. You don't need anyone's validation for your existence. This doesn't mean that we justify or make excuses for bad behavior. Rather, it's about taking accountability and knowing that ultimately you're answerable to yourself and to your own conscience, which can be a prickly thing. This doesn't mean that we, you know, can just disconnect or cut people off. I mean, you could, but the whole point is that, or the lessons that we're learning now, is how inseparably connected we are with the people in our world. And sometimes it may be important to have boundaries, but that doesn't mean that we can't love unconditionally. You know, it just means that sometimes there may be a need for tough love, or respecting others' boundaries and respecting your own boundaries, perhaps so that you can give something time to heal even. And where there's respect, then even if there are disagreements, you can find a way to build bridges, and with time and space, a situation or situations can start to heal. It's just important that we know our limits rather than expecting others to know them or to live up to our expectations. This is a chance to reclaim your authority and find your own autonomy in your life and decide the rules that you want to live your life by and the foundations you want to live your life on or build your life on, and the people that you do value and the relationships that you do value. And then trust that the relationships that are real will last. You don't need to try to people please or seek everyone's approval. With the sun in Aries, there's an element of fearlessness, and the moon in Leo, there's an element of fearlessness that's called for, which is being unafraid to stand alone if you have to, but knowing that you are connected with everyone. So unless you're being absolutely authentic and fearless, ultimately, you'll crumble under the weight of expectations. Then also on the 12th of April, which is the much-awaited Jupiter-Neptune conjunction day, just before Jupiter meets Neptune, the moon enters Virgo. And then, of course, this conjunction is taking place in Pisces. And Venus is newly in Pisces. And Mars will be in Pisces by the end of the week. So, not, especially with the moon entering Virgo and this conjunction taking place, there's a profound chance for healing where there have been open wounds, where egos have been bruised, or where there's been even a sense of disillusionment in the past. There can be deep, deep healing now. And this is an extremely magical aspect. When it comes to your creativity, this is really a time when you can channel this energy into your work, creative projects, and whatever brings you the greatest sense of purpose, depending on where it's playing out in your chart. And I think I'm just going to do a quick run through for the 12 signs right here. But for Aries, this is taking place in your 12th house, which is the house of your dreams and your subconscious and of God and your spirituality. And this is also the part of the chart that speaks of intimacy and pleasures of the bed, quote unquote. This is about sharing more than just our physical intimacy, but also being able to share our innermost fears and fantasies and desires and our soul with someone. So Aries and Aries rising, these are the areas that are being highlighted by this conjunction. For Taurus, this is taking place in your 11th house, which is the house of your hopes and wishes and dreams and the fulfillment of your wishes. It's also the part of your chart that relates with your social circle and community and friends. For Gemini, this takes place in your 10th house, and there's the most public part of your chart. It's your public image, it's your career, it's your profession. It's also the part of your chart that relates with your mother and your sense of authority. For Cancer, this takes place in your 9th house. The 9th house is the part of your chart that relates with your spirituality. Again, the higher mind, education, higher education, foreign countries, foreign languages, everything international and overseas. And above all, this part of your chart that asks for perspective and to keep an eye on the big picture. Leo, this conjunction takes place in your 8th house, and your 8th house is all about deep transformation and evolution, and really at its core speaks of an ego death. It also is a part of your chart that rules marriage, inheritances, death, taxes. It's where energy merges on the deepest level. For Virgo and Virgo rising, this is taking place in your 7th house of relationships. So all your one-to-one relationships are being highlighted with this conjunction. Then for Libra, this takes place in your 6th house, and that's the part of your chart that deals with your daily activities, your daily routines, your health, healing on all levels, your job, the work that you do on a day-to-day basis, and it's the house of selfless service. Scorpio and Scorpio rising, this is your 5th house, which rules love, romance, your creativity, your sexuality, children, your ability to stay in the present and to be spontaneous. And it rules your heart and your youth and your sense of youthfulness, even. Sagittarius, this takes place in your 4th house. So this is highlighting your inner life, your home, your family, your physical home, as well as what brings you a sense of belonging, whether it's your blood family or your soul family. It's also your sense of security and your ability to feel safe in this world. And this is the deepest part of your chart, so it really has a lot to do with your inner life. Then Capricorn, this takes place in your 3rd house, which is the part of your chart that rules your mind, your communication, your thoughts, your perceptions, even short distance travel and transportation. Then Aquarius, this is your 2nd house, which is the part of your chart that rules your self-esteem, your sense of self-worth. Money, income, your possessions, your valuables, and most importantly, your intangible values, which includes, well, also your closest commitments and bonds, but your intangible values, which is who and what you value and why. And then finally, Pisces. Of course, this takes place in your sign, Pisces and Pisces rising. This takes place in your 1st house, which is all about the self, your physical body, as well as your identity. This is just very personal to you. It's all about you. So now that I've gone through the 12 signs really quickly, please apply everything that I'm going to say to your sign and your rising sign. But now let's get into this Jupiter-Neptune conjunction a little bit. As I mentioned earlier, in Pisces, this energy is very spiritual, dreamy, magical, creative, and filled with infinite potential. Jupiter being the planet of benevolence, abundance, good fortune, and expansion, and even God in spirituality. Meeting with Neptune, the planet of, again, dreams and illusions and fantasies, but also of spirituality and of the divine. It's a very musical planet as well. This is very ethereal energy. Right now, life could feel almost surreal in some ways, especially wherever this is playing out for you. There are opportunities arising now that might seem like a dream come true, but it's important now that we're also moving beyond the veil and seeing something for all that it is, not just what we want to see. No one's perfect. Can you accept someone and love someone in spite of their flaws? There's a need for forgiveness as well. And this is not just accepting others, but even yourself, having that love for yourself and forgiving yourself for anything that you feel is not good enough. Forgiveness is a powerful spiritual tool. And we don't do it on the surface and we don't do it for anyone else, but we do it so that we can open our hearts to greater love and compassion that the divine and the creator has for us. And forgiveness does not mean that we repeat our mistakes. If you've learned something, if you've seen someone's true colors, then it's okay to have boundaries and to keep a distance until you've built or rebuilt trust. And again, trust is something that's built with time and consistency. So remember, to err is human, to forgive is divine. You know, that's really one of the lessons that we're learning now. And before we point flaws in anyone else, it's really a chance to look in the mirror, because any disappointment or disillusionment is coming from our own misguided assumptions and projections and expectations of how we think things should be or how we think things are. That said, this is very psychic and intuitive energy as well. And with the sun in Aries, trust your instincts, trust your intuition, and then allow situations to reveal themselves, allow people to reveal themselves, because the truth always comes out, especially as we're heading to this Libra full moon. So this is really a chance to move beyond that veil and look into the heart and soul of things and your own heart and soul. Because with this energy, it could be very easy to project fantasies or to project our worst fears onto a situation. And what's needed is a balanced approach, because we are moving to the Libra full moon. And there's a need for trust, but also for self-awareness, given the lessons we've learned, and to know our own boundaries. And then if something is healing, to give it time to heal and space for healing to happen, especially in relationships. But when it comes to opportunities that are arising, be honest with yourself first about how you feel. And there's no harm in exploring something. But if you're not sure of something, dip your toes and explore it before you run for the hills or then dive in headlong. Because you don't want to walk away from something that might be everything you've dreamed of and more. Neither do you want to jump into something without having tested the waters. Even when, if something feels too good to be true, it likely is. But if you can enter a situation with your eyes wide open, acknowledging all aspects of it, because with the moon in Virgo right now, we're certainly feeling the complexity of our own emotions even. And it's important that we not overanalyze them, because then we could kill the magic. You know, you can't dissect everything. So flow with this energy as best as you can. Try to channel this energy as best as you can. No matter where this conjunction is playing out for you, this is a great time to deepen your spiritual practices, meditation, mantras, prayer, whatever it is that brings you a sense of coming home to yourself and tapping in with this great creative divine force. Because also on the same day, the sun is sextile Saturn, so we're really getting a chance to manifest and materialize our dreams and a vision and bring it to life and to make connections or to draw in the resources that we need to materialize a vision. But it all begins with having clarity on a vision. And you may not know how something can come about, but trust that if you really truly desire something in a selfless way, and if it's something that would be for the greatest good, then trust that what you need will come to you. and you'll make the connections that you need. And you can find a way to build bridges, even where things have been rocky recently. Just know your limits and remember your lessons. Then you can break old patterns and stabilize situations. Because on the 13th of April, the moon in Virgo will oppose Venus and then trine Uranus. And then on the 14th, the moon continues to move through Virgo and will oppose Jupiter and Neptune. So on the 13th and 14th of April, with that moon moving through Virgo, we're processing a lot of emotions and we're channeling this great divine spiritual energy with infinite, endless potential. And there's real unconditional love here and boundless creative potential and even financial potential, very real financial potential. But again, avoid over-analyzing something or picking at scabs if there are wounds that are healing. Recognize that love is unconditional, but relationships are a choice. And nobody's perfect. We're all human. So it could be easy to put someone up on a pedestal and then be disappointed when the reality doesn't match up to the fantasy. So it's time to really check in with your own fantasies and let go of illusions and look at situations for what they are. Because there is very limitless potential here, but it's also a matter of how we utilize it. It's a matter of discernment as well. There's plenty of fish in the sea, but there's sharks too. And this is really a lesson and a chance to move beyond our own expectations and illusions so we can start to see and appreciate reality. We can have endless and unconditional love, but we can also have boundaries, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with moving slowly, because if something is real, it will last. And if something's for you, it will be for you. Besides, I mean, people talk about manifestation so much these days, and there's nothing wrong with that, because we are always consciously or unconsciously manifesting our reality. But it's important to remember that anything we want to manifest, or anything we desire, anything we want, whether it's a relationship or money or things or a job or whatever it is, we want it because we think it'll make us happy. And the truth is that everything external is transient. Everything material is transient. Even relationships, the best of relationships, people will die one day. What matters is the love that we share with each other. And what matters is that we're seeking that happiness and bliss within. And that it's rooted, that happiness is rooted within. Then we won't be at the mercy of our external circumstances, and we can always tap into that pool of wellness and well-being and eternal bliss that's within us. So that really is the lesson here. What's important is that we're seeking healing and being constructive and giving this energy a proper channel so it can flow, especially as we move to the full moon. And this energy truly is just brimming with potential and very romantic and healing and magical. I wouldn't count out, you know, small and big miracles. But also what's needed now is gratitude. Trust whatever's unfolding. There's a blessing here for you. Even if it's a blessing in disguise, but there is a blessing here for you. So have faith in that and have faith in the universe. Because whatever you've dreamed for yourself right now, the universe has dreamed it bigger and better. What's needed on our part is faith in a greater divine plan that maybe we can't even fully see or understand yet. But that's what faith is about. The universe is infinitely compassionate and kind and benevolent. And it only wants to give us the very best. And it only cares for us like a divine mother. And sometimes what's needed is our faith. All that's needed is our faith. And when it comes to manifesting your dreams, the more grateful you can be, the more you'll find things to be grateful for. And this really is a chance to tap into your own heart and soul and let it be cleansed and purified with this energy as you deepen your relationship with yourself. Because this 14th of April is also Mars's final day in Aquarius, where it's been transiting for the past couple of months. And at 4:45 p.m. in New York, the moon enters Libra and is moving to the full moon on the 16th of April. And Mars enters Pisces shortly after that and will be in Pisces until the 25th of May. So first of all, with the moon entering Libra, there's a need for balance, emotional balance, and there's a need to really find a balance in your relationship with yourself primarily, because all your other relationships flow from that relationship. And the more you can find an inner sense of harmony, then it'll be easier to find that in all your connections. We can't fight for peace. Peace has to be created, and it can only be created from within. And then peace can be like a fragrance. That inner peace is like a fragrance. But relationships are certainly heating up now, and self-awareness is called for, because once Mars enters Pisces, we're diving deep. And if we haven't really taken accountability and responsibility for our own desires and emotions, then it could be easy to lose our balance or to slip up, or to find yourself, you know, trying to keep the peace, but then, and bottling up your emotions, and then keeping things on the surface, but harboring deeper resentments. And as we head to the full moon, this is just not going to be sustainable, because the truth will come out. So it's just important that you're being honest with yourself, then you can share what needs to be shared honestly with others and find a balance with others as much as you need to find that balance within with yourself. Mars will continue to be in Pisces until the 25th of May, which is all through eclipse season, because eclipses, we have the first eclipse in new moon in Taurus and solar eclipse on the 1st of May, and then the lunar eclipse in Scorpio on the 15th of May. So we're fast approaching eclipse season, and this week is really full of potential, and there's a lot of hope here and a chance to make huge discoveries and miraculous progress even. But I just don't want to exaggerate the good without keeping in balance and making you aware of the other side, because every, you know, it's important to look at astrology or any aspect in the full spectrum for all the potential that it holds. Then it'll be easier to navigate that. And again, this is not about anything external. The sun is in Aries. This is about you and me. I am the center of my world. You are the center of your world. And in one sense, the external world is a projection of our consciousness. And we don't see the world as it is, we see it as we are. So if there's anything right now that's upsetting you, look within. And if there's anything that's pleasing you, look within. Because that is the source of what's unfolding. And again, the more we can bring it back to ourselves, you can find yourself feeling empowered and able to create magic in your life. And then allow that to ripple out in ways, because your actions now are rippling out in ways seen and unseen. And actions have consequences. So you may not be able to fully control everything in the external world. And you don't even necessarily need to control yourself. But there is a need for self-awareness, at least. Then you can navigate this territory successfully. And really take a giant step forward towards manifesting your dreams. And living the life you've dreamed of. That's authentic to you. And reflects your inner being. Because... And on the other hand, you know, it's important that you're not being too naive and trusting, because there are plenty of fish in the sea, but there's sharks too. And it's not about calling someone evil or good, nor do we need to judge anyone else. It's about knowing your values and your limits and the foundations you want to build your life on. Then you can automatically align with others who share your vision and a collective vision. So I think I will stop there for now. And of course, next week, we will, on the 16th, we'll mark the Libra full moon, which is bringing our relationships to a head. So I'll have more to say about that next week. But as you move through this week, definitely there's magic in the air and potential to make dreams come true. Just deepen your relationship with yourself, and then you can find the power to create what you need to create and to live a life that is authentic to you. But thank you for listening, and I hope you found this insightful. And if you are looking for a personal astrology consultation, please do email me at priya@cosmicdiaries.com. I would love to work with you and help you make the most of this magic and the opportunities that are arising for you in your life. So please do reach out. And I will be back with you, of course, next week with more on the Libra full moon, which could get really romantic and sweet under these skies. But more on that soon. This is Priya signing off for now. Thank you for listening and namaste.